You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Jordan.
The lovely Sarah, looking forward to seeing you. Come on by Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie, 18th in Ridge Lake. We'll try to save you some wings. We're going to have some of those after the show. Jordan, I'm shocked you have not devoured a plate of wings just yet. I'm impressed. I'm impressed that you've managed to hold out.
Yeah, just, you know. I'm working to try to get guests.
I know, I got more time
instead of
that's right.
focusing on school.
Is done. Yeah. And also, as Sarah pointed out, this is your last Thursday for somebody to ask you on a date because the next two Thursdays will be OTAs over at Saints Camp, and you probably will still be over there cutting staff. Down to 2 hours.
If it happens, it happens.
If it happens, it happens. I think Sarah's Sarah, how do you feel the odds and the chances are? Next 2 hours, we can get a date? 0% chance. I'm going to give you at least a 1.
All right.
1% chance for you that somebody walks in and asks you on a date.
How does this happen?
I don't know. We'll try to help you out there. 800-998-1003. Going to play some more nonsense that's going on. But, of course, you heard it this morning on Off the Bench with Jordy Collada and T-Bob Hebert once again. And then we'll go to the phone lines. Uber Eric, as promised, you're up first. But here it is. Despite everybody still saying Zion may or may not come, his stepdad, Lee Anderson, said this.
We're excited. We're excited about that. One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change. You change the things that you can change. And this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA. And certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans. And you said about returning to Duke, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, but that is nothing that we have even considered.
There you go. Doesn't stop the national media from still saying he may not come here. Uber, Eric, thanks for holding on, man. What you got?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, bud?
I want to give John props, man. John's been beating that drum ever since AD said he wanted to get a trade. He's been beating that dying drum. So, I want to give a little props to John for that.
Appreciate that, Eric.
The NBA, man, they definitely threw New Orleans a bone since all this fiasco with Anthony Davis going on. So I big props to the commissioner. I forget his name, but big props to him, too.
Adam Silver. It's Mr. Adam Silver for giving us Zion Williamson. Mr. Adam Silver. You know what, and here's the thing, Uber Eric, not to cut you off, but it's something I want to talk about a little bit later, too. He got it right. They're doing it right. I mean, think about it, the two bottom markets when it comes to, like, attendance and all that stuff, Memphis and New Orleans, they're not really talking. They got the top two players, Ja Morant, Memphis already out there saying Ja's going to be their guy. I mean, that's where it's supposed to be, you know? I mean, the NFL works, you know why? Because if you're one of the worst teams, you can quickly get back to relevancy and get a top player. Joey, see the Cleveland Browns. So it's supposed to work that way. The top players that are coming in and out of the draft every year are not supposed to just go to certain markets. They got it right.
That's right. And also, I'm kind of leery that he don't have an agent yet. Somehow I see Rich Paul lurking around to wherever he is. And I hope he don't get his hand on Zion, because that's not going to be good for us. I'm excited, man. My daughter, 11 years old, she plays basketball, and she's excited. I mean, she don't really watch NBA, but when I told her the Pelicans got the number one pick, she said, so they're going to get Zion? I said, they're going to get Zion, baby. He's going to be going to a lot of games.
It's what I've been saying for weeks and for the basketball season. You know, we've had people call, is it going to translate? I'm like, I don't think y'all understand And you're seeing it now. 3,500 season tickets. T-Bob was saying this morning on the show that he bought some Hawk jersey that hadn't even been printed out yet from Zion Williams. Merchandise, interest. And you know what's going to happen that's going to be different, that's great for basketball in the city? You're not going to have to ask the bartender or somebody in the restaurant that you're eating dinner at on a game night if they can take it off the national ESPN game and put on the Pelicans game. You know, I mean, it's, look, that's what he brings. That's why when people go, well, he can't shoot the three, he can't shoot. I don't need him to do that. I go find a 3-point shooter. You go do what you do. He's got charisma. He's got a great smile. Clearly, you listen to his dad there. They got a great family structure. I actually think it's refreshing that all of the decisions are made between mom and dad. You know why? Because Carver in his life, I want my wife and I to make the best decisions for him. We have his best interest at play. It's like it's nuts that all of a sudden that a mom and a father are there is close circle that it's being looked at as a bad thing. You know, I mean, can you imagine, Uber Eric, the amount of people that are eager to make money off of him? They see him as a walking dollar sign, and he's nine. I can't even imagine that pressure, dude. I can't even imagine it.
He didn't have that protective hedge around with his family center. It would be a lot of people leeching on to him and just trying to get what they can while his name is hot. So, I can't wait. I'm going to get me some season tickets, and I ain't, you know.
I'm with you.
Fan, not the beginning of the season, yeah, not the playoffs, you know, but I'm going. I'm excited.
Look, thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. You know, my wife even mentioned it. Look, here's the thing. You can get, you know, there's all kind of different ticket packages, too. You can get the 10 games. You can get a weekend. You can do different things. You don't have to, I mean, 41 games is a lot. I mean, it's a lot of games. So he can do a lot of different things. But, again, I think it's remarkable. Again, you look at it, and Mike Stansfield, vice president of ticketing, for the Saints and Pelicans said, you got to go back to Reggie Bush. And it's what I've said as we bring in Chu into the conversation. You go back. I remember clear as day, 2006. It wasn't about Drew Brees. Nobody knew what he was going to be or do. And he was coming. He couldn't throw. Coming off a shoulder surgery. The second you heard the New Orleans Saints select Reggie Bush, the city went bananas. Jerseys, ticket sales. It was the first season that a season was sold out. It was the first year for season tickets sold out. Reggie Bush did it. Can Zion do it? Let's see. It's a little different. 8 games, 40-plus. I get it. Chu, what you got, man?
Hey, guys. I was just calling, man. I heard y'all talking about the national media and what they think about Louisiana fans.
Yeah.
The one thing I'll say about Louisiana fans, we love hard. The negative about us is, like, Jordan in particular, you know, hey, LSU's down 21-0 at the half, I'm out of here. I'm not watching this. instead of, you know, if that's your team, why can't they come back? If they did it the first half, why can't we do it the second half? So I'm one of those fans where, you know, I'm going to stay the whole way. I'm going to watch the Saints. If we're 7-9, I'm going to watch them. I mean, I just want to see. Are we going to be able to pull it out somehow, or are we going to find a way, you know, until there's no hope, you know, there's 42-0 at, you know, within the fourth quarter, then I'm out of there at that point. But, you know, as long as there's still hope, I'm watching it through. I have a personal experience with LSU fans. In 1997, I came to Tiger Stadium as part of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and we were up 17-0. Exact thing happened. It was 17-0 at the half. There was maybe 5,000 people the second half. Of course, we ended up winning 24-6. But and I tell all LSU fans that. I mean, I'm an LSU fan. I grew up an LSU fan. I have allegiance to Notre Dame. But you know, if the times get tough, Louisiana fans are going to bail on you. I think with Zion coming to town, I think there's a refreshing feeling that finally something's going our way, you know, after the NOLA no call and all that, and AD leaving. I think it's time to get rid of AD. You know, if he really wants to leave like that, I wouldn't want him back. So we need to go ahead and get the best deal we could get, whether that's going to be New York and the number three pick and a couple players, or, you know, Tatum and Brown, or the Laker deal. Whatever the best deal is, I do have confidence from the little moves that he's made so far in David Griffin, from, like you said, the trainer and the people that he's put around him. I hope at least we could be a model franchise, say, for instance, like what the San Antonio Spurs have been over the past 20 years. If we could do that and we win 4 or 5 championships, that stadium will be packed for the next 50 years, you know.
Look, I'm with you, man. And I think one of the beauties of all of this, too, is you just laid it out and you just sort of said it, right? I mean, there's a handful of options, a handful of different scenarios you can go. There's excitement to it. I mean, just we were sitting here doing the show the week that it happened. And Jason Giles, right, you know, who is one of the people that runs Vinny's here, part of the King firm, huge season ticket holder, supporter, sponsor for Saints and Pels. And he was upset. You know, he was upset that this happened. He was upset that it took place. He was upset. He was very interested in where do we go? It better be a house. I mean, people were emotional, right, when that news came out that Monday that AD said, I'm out. And I understood it, and I get it. And you know what, though, Chu, at the end of the day, and I said this, if you remember on the show, the final game of the season, I said, go to the Smoothie King Center, just do a sign and say thank you, because it woke up the organization. Remember, I said it on the show, Chu, if you're Gail Benson,
yeah. You
have to imagine there was a moment sitting down in the evening watching TV, you know, having a beverage, a sip of water, you know, just sitting in her office by herself on Airline Drive and asking herself, it had to happen. Who walks away from $240 million? Why did he tell me no? I was willing to give an individual $240 million guaranteed, and he said, thanks, but no thanks.
But no.
I mean, you have to, Chew. I mean, I can't think of another person that would just blow that off. You're not. You're going to go, why would he do that?
On the other side of the coin, Gus, I would say if he sits down with David Griffin and somehow David Griffin changes his mind and he does take that money, of course he would have to be, you know, he would have to understand that the fans are going to forgive him, but he would have to do some serious work to get everybody back on board. Just because of the way they did it. And of course, it was a LeBron and Rich Paul, and I guess you throw Magic in there. The way that it was done, it's like he's trying to force his way out of here. So, you know, it left a bad taste in everybody's mouth. The way he should have done it, which probably wouldn't have helped us get the number one pick, but had he just let the season play out and now say, hey, I want to be traded.
Bingo. And that's been my whole thing. Chew, and that was my whole thing the entire time. If you don't want to, please, you should go somewhere where you're happy. And I mean that in everything. Yeah. Friendships, relationships, man. My wife loves to watch those Dateline things. I'm like, how does I want to take you out turn into murder, you know, or thing like, yeah. I mean, if you're not happy, allow someone to be happy. Man. I'm not saying it won't hurt you, but allow someone to be happy. If you're not happy here, dude, Then go find your happiness, you know, whatever it is. It's the timing and what it did, because it was selfish from this aspect. And I don't want to hear when I say selfish, well, he gave you 7 years. He didn't. They paid him, and he made a lot of money off of it. But what I mean by selfish is it took away a prime season from himself. It took away a season, and I'm sure Drew Holiday would have liked to have gone back to the playoffs. Julius Randle would have liked to have gone to the playoffs. Nico Mirotic would have liked to have gone to the playoffs, and then he wound up getting traded. Now, granted, he might go to the finals now, but you get what I'm getting at? I mean, it's like you took away an opportunity and chances. Alfred Payton, he's never been in a playoff. He would have he signed here thinking, hey, this is great. I get to play with Anthony Davis. I mean, that's my thing. You brought people here, and people were trusting you to help them get to something that they want to do. So that was my whole issue with all that.
Think about it this way, Gus. Mm-hmm. The same team that we swept last year is playing in the Western Conference Finals right now.
Yeah, exactly.
If we get in the playoffs, you don't think we could have been in that situation?
Well, exactly. And here's the thing. Again, that's why a lot of people look at this and say, and it's why I get it. I get it if you're David Griffin, and I get why finally you're starting to see a lot of national people say this morning what we've been screaming all week. If I'm Anthony Davis, I have no idea why. If I'm thinking basketball-wise, look across the league, your best situation probably is to come back here. You get your 240 guaranteed. Yeah. You get to play with Zion. I mean, just imagine that front court. You don't think both of those guys with Jrue Holiday can convince people to come play for you? I mean, you know what I'm getting at? It doesn't make any sense to me, but again, I'm not them.
I also saw, I was reading an article yesterday that says we could, even if AD were to stay, we could still get like a big time free agent. We have that much cap space. I didn't realize we had that much cap space.
You know, it's funny you say that, Chew. I'm going to hit the break. Scott Cushion of The Advocate covers the Pelicans is up next. I will ask him that right off the top because that's another thing. Again, that's why a lot of people are saying AD, breathe a second, put aside, you know, whatever. If you look at the situation and the Pelicans have some money to spend next season, you're going to have more to build. You have, more importantly, as I keep saying, a guy that made LeBron James happy. You know how hard that is, Chu? Do you know how hard that is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Can I say one more thing, Gus, before I go?
Go ahead,
I also, in that article I was reading, it's in The Athletic. If you've ever read, they've got good stuff over there. But it said that, you know how AD wore the That's All Folk shirt, the Looney Tunes?
Uh-huh.
It said Zion should wear a T-shirt under his suit at the draft and bust it open like Superman that says, "That's not all, folks." I thought that was going to be cool. I was like, I could picture that. That would be cool.
Thank you, Chu. Appreciate the phone call. 800-998-1003. Scott Kushner is up next. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. You're listening to the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Appliances. Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Spring is in the air at Rod Superstore in Houma. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. The heat is on, and Rod Superstore has Friedrich and Frigidaire window air conditioners from 5,000 to 36,000 BTUs to keep you cool this summer. Rod Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges, and dishwashers, washers, and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod Superstore? 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Start your summer at a Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Shop now online or in person at Greg LeBlanc Toyota. Our new express store makes shopping online easier than ever, and we now offer home delivery. Get the all-new 2019 Tundra TSS off-road for just $32,990. That's just $32,990 for a new off-road Tundra four-door. Or buy a Greg LeBlanc Toyota 2018 Camry pre-owned for just $17,990. Shop online. Shop now at GregLeBlancToyota.com. Tundra model 8239 MSRP 38449. $4,500 rebate, $959 discount. Camry pre-owned stock number 29071A. Several to choose, plus DTNL.
As a leader in sanitation for the oil and gas industry, Joe's Septic Contractors caters to all field clients offering vacuum truck service for the offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Joe's Septic Contractors offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings. Call Joe's Septic Contractors today at 985-632-5592 or visit our website at www.joeseptic.com.
If you or someone you know is injured in a car accident, call the Gavely Law Group. It's important to have an advocate in your corner. Car accidents are some of the most frequent causes of personal injury. At the Gavely Law Group, they know how to deal with insurance companies to get you the maximum compensation. Protecting your rights is their first priority, and they won't let an insurance company pressure you into accepting less compensation than you deserve. Get Gadery Law Group and get results at 985-223-4400 or follow them on Facebook.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
We are looking forward to it. I spoke with, who's that coach, Century the other night. And we met with Mr. Griffin, David Griffin. And then again, I spoke with him again last night. We had a great conversation, and we're excited about the prospect of coming down there and getting settled and looking for a place to stay and all of these good things.
Imagine that. Somebody happy to come here. Oh, by the way, that was Lee Anderson, stepfather of Zion Williamson this morning on Off the Bench with Jordy Collado and T-Bob Hebert. Scott Kushner of The Advocate. I saw you tweet the same that I've been yelling for 24 hours, it seems like. Hey, who cares about facts, man? Let's see. The Saints medical staff's taking care of the Pelicans. They'll never be able to put anybody around Zion Williamson, even though David Griffin, managed and won a championship with LeBron, who no one makes happy. And, and obviously Zion don't want to come. Never asked him, but he doesn't want to come. How frustrating has it been the last 24 hours?
I mean, it's not frustrating for me. I don't. I find it to be just typical, honestly. Listen, if you're looking at a national show, know who the audience is. There's 10 times more people in New York than there are in the state of Louisiana. There's 10 times more people in Southern California. This is where the audience is. Play to the audience, and the same way that you're not spending your whole time talking about the 49ers, you talk about the Saints because that's your audience. I don't know why people expect anything differently. That's the way this goes. They are the national punditry. There are really good reporters at a national level. The punditry is not geared for fairness. They're not looking to make all 30 teams better. They're looking to make about four teams better, and that's the way that this goes. And is it a disappointment for the league as a whole that Zion Williamson is not playing in a huge market with 10 million people in the area? It's probably not great from an objective standpoint. I know people in New Orleans get offended by it. It's the smallest market in the league by far. It is a franchise that has never won anything. So on first blush, I get why people are disappointed that the biggest star to come out of college in a generation and the biggest player period to come out, LeBron, is going to New Orleans. But it doesn't make it any possibility that he's not going to show up. That's just garbage. That's just not real. That is pandering to people and giving just complete false information and a false storyline. That's based on nothing. So there's a kernel of truth that's driving it, but the actual statements are just absurd. And it's difficult for people to see through it. The amount of conversations I'm sure you've had, the amount I've had, have been really frustrating to deal with, just as far as debunking that.
Right. And that's what I mean, Scott. I get. I got to fill 2-3 hours at a national stage. Hey, is it sad that he's going there? You would have loved to see him. That's fine. I think that's fair. I'm talking about just blatant, I'm not even calling it reporting, just wild speculation. It's almost dangerous. I mean, you're creating this narrative that the guy wants to, he's going to pull an Eli Manning and he's going. I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm like, it's the same people that were complaining don't dare ever step foot again on the floor for Duke that now go back for a full season in college instead of playing for the Pelicans. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. But, look, I'm with you. You heard, the interview this morning. It's great to hear that and see that. Now, Scott, and one of the reasons I have you on is the next step. What do you do? AD, what do you think takes place and happens? And more importantly, if you do trade them, to where?
The question with AD is really interesting. The whole thought was to trade up into the top three of the draft, to use AD to trade up in the top three of the draft and start over. Now you don't have to think about that. You're going to get far and away the best pick. So I don't know what direction they go in. I don't think it changes much. I still think the best option is probably Boston because they have the most proven guys that are sitting out there, the guys who have done something in the league. And the willingness to work with the Lakers, I still don't think is necessarily an effect. And I don't think this draft is really any more very deep. That even four, I think, is a really questionable pick. The Knicks have some guys like Knox and Mitchell Robinson, even Dennis Smith. But, like, I don't know if that helps you win either. So it's interesting. It kind of depends on what the timeline is. And David Griffin's head, and he's never really revealed that as to when he wants to, you know, kind of have this whole thing click. Because if you want to get a bunch of guys who are 20 and have them play together, you know, that Oklahoma City model, and build it that way, then that's one thing. But if you want to take advantage of Jrue Holiday and you want to, you know, think that Zion Williamson is the next Donovan Mitchell who's going to walk in and be really, really good, do you have a different thought in mind? You go try to get someone who's a little bit more veteran, and even, you know, even a young veteran like Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown.
Right.
They can go any direction. I still think Boston's the most likely, but it really, it's impossible to speculate at this point.
Hey, I'll say this. As you know, the offseason's going to be incredible. Where KD goes, does he go somewhere? What Kawhi does? Where's Kyrie go? Where's Jimmy Butler? I mean, you have draft night, and then free agency is after, so you almost have to kind of think of where it all is going to go. I think it's as interesting an offseason that can be that I've seen in a while. We seem to say that every offseason, though, the NBA.
The offseason is so much more interesting than the season. It's not even close now. I mean, with the exception of the Warriors-Rockets series, the rest of the playoffs really is like, whatever. I mean, did anyone watch game one of that? I mean, there was no juice for game one of the Western Conference final.
Last night was fun, but not the night before,
And the games are good. The teams are great. It's not about that. It's just there's just not much juice to it. There's not a lot of people talking about it. It just doesn't feel like it's a big deal. And it should be. I mean, there's a lot of good teams. What's interesting to people, though, it seems like, at least based on social media metrics and those sorts of things, what's interesting is the next season. Like, it's always looking toward the future, and it's always looking toward the offseason. And, I mean, that's why this Zion Williamson thing is just possibilities, you know? So that's what gets people excited more than anything. Believe me, a 20-game winning streak for the Pelicans wouldn't sell 4,000 tickets in a single day, okay? The fact that it happened, like, within 5 hours of getting the number one pick, I mean, that just shows you the difference between what people hope and what people see.
Oh, they had 4,000, Scott? That's what you heard? They're close to 4,000?
I heard it was just about 4,000.
That's unbelievable. I mean, and again, look.
It's a lot of people. A lot of tickets.
You know what? Here's the thing. I still remember the day you and I talked, man, and you were working on a piece on who runs who's got the power. It's a couple of years back. I think you did it, Scott. And you were trying to, you know, it's about how to be run. And I get that's where a lot of the national storylines and stuff is coming from. And I guess that's what I just keep bringing up to our listeners. And you know this. If this guy could win with LeBron and make him happy and have LeBron literally publicly say, that's a bad move. We need Griff. I love Griff. He's now in charge of this. You're seeing the fact that he went and got the medical staff. You and I have had way too many conversations joking about you sneeze, you're out 3 months for the Pelicans. So that's going to get fixed. I mean, in theory. It's refreshing. You're seeing basketball minds, basketball decisions, and now you've been gifted by the basketball gods, potentially one of the top players that have come out of college. Let's see what happens. But, hey, it's what you and I talked about. He's going to sell seats. He's going to move merchandise. It's going to get you on a national stage, on a bigger market. You know, from that standpoint, more games on TNT and ESPN. Now it's about Coach Gentry and everybody getting to work.
Yeah, I've been kicking and screaming for 3 years to anyone who listened that the organization was not being run properly.
Right.
And that was, I wrote 100 columns on it and said that this is not how this should be getting done and that there are better ways to do this, and it requires more investment. And I got why they weren't putting toward that investment, because in the smallest market in the league, and you really couldn't blame Gail Benson for not throwing the kind of money at it that she does the Saints, where they make a lot more money. So it's like, if you're running it like a business, I get that. But if you don't invest in it, that's the product that you're going to end up with. And I think they realize that. And all of the things I've ever asked them to do, or that, you know, I've ever pointed as the problems, and that anyone in the organization has told me were the problems, they seem to be getting fixed. I mean, they went and hired a real proven executive who's actually got a reputation in the league. They hired a trainer who is, I think, very much thought of as one of the best training staffs in the league. They're doing renovations to the facility to actually make it a little bit more functional and not just sit there and tell everyone it's a top five facility when it probably isn't a top five facility. A lot of stuff. And they're doing all of this. And now and that was kind of building the groundwork to, over time, put yourself in a position to be competitive. And just like that, lightning struck, and now they need to be competitive. And now, like, they're in the situation where they've got this guy who makes them competitive and at least gives them some immediate credibility to a fan base that, I mean, Gus, next year would have been really bad at the AD trade. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter who they
got.
I know. It would have been, they would have been no stars. There would have been nothing to drive them. They would have been a little over 500 at best. And that's what the team would have been. And people love Drew Holiday, and I get it. But people don't go to the building to see Drew Holiday. It is this is an absolute savior for this franchise. It is a big deal because they're doing all the stuff the right way, but they needed a stroke of good luck. Their teams have done it the right way for a long time. They never got a stroke of luck. So I think the Pelicans should feel very fortunate. At the same time, they're allowing themselves to capitalize on it, which they never quite did for AD.
Let's just close out with this in 30 seconds, Scott. How many times have you done what I done? I am just closed my eyes. And, look, you're a fan of hoops, too. What is it going to be like, man, to actually see that kid play? That first night, that opening night, the atmosphere. How long is it going to take to get that first highlight, huh? I mean, I can't stop thinking about it.
I'm hopeful that it creates a buzz in this city when the season starts, because it's so hard to break through in October and November here. And it just is. I mean, and it always will be. It's you're the third game in town in the first 6 to 8 weeks of the season. I think this will at least provide a little bit of curiosity and juice, and will get people interested in this team, and they need it, because this is not, you know, they're not making this investment for people not to care. They need people to pay attention, and I think the outpouring of support in the last day or two since this happened, I think that's definitely the right sign to send.
Scott D. Kushner is the way to follow him over on Twitter. Covers the Pelicans for the Advocate. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate your time.
All right. See you, Goose.
Yep, take care. When we come back, the voice of the Tigers joins us, Chris Blair. Last series of the regular season for the Tigers. A battle of Tigers, LSU-Auburn. We'll preview that next on ESPN New Orleans.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader in First Comprehensive Sports Medicine Program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win, but play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless. Everything for less. Only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high-speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Lawn lovers, run with us on a John Deere Z500 Series Z-Track mower. Built to mow better, faster with an Excel deep mower deck. Because whether you're up against the clock or a busy day, this zero turn gets it done in almost no time at all. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Test drive a Z500 Series Z-Track mower at your John Deere dealer during the Take Your Turn sales event.
If you're looking for a reason to work with a local GEICO agent, I have all of them. Because I'm the voice of reason. Reason 1, GEICO agents could help you save on more than car insurance. Reason 2, they can help tailor your policy to fit your needs. Reason 3, they're local. And 4, they're local. Yes, I already said that, but it's still a good reason.
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local GEICO agent could help with more than just your auto insurance. Stop by or give them a call today. They're here to help.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back, Sports Hangover. We are live as we are each and every Thursday over at Vinny's. 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Come on by, have a little lunch. Jordan's already, if you notice, he's been quiet lately. He's devouring the wings. At LSU Tigers Voice is the way to follow Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers over on Twitter, and, of course, the LSU Sports Radio Network. A battle of Tigers starts tonight. Chris, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good, Gus. Hey, wings sound pretty good about right now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but it should be.
I was going to say, yeah, I mean, obviously, when you get them nice and crispy, hot, right out the fryer like that, just the right amount of sauce, it's hard. But you got some pretty good wing places up in the Baton Rouge area, man.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I'm sure some of those places are going to be full, just like hopefully the box tonight with Auburn coming in, because this is a huge – I mean, I don't know how many times I've been on with you going into –
You can say that, right?
Yeah, that we talk about how big it is. But, I mean, yeah. You know, Coach Manarian –
Uh-oh, Jody, we'd lose Chris there. Okay, go ahead and try to get Chris back. Looks like we lost
And if
lost
you
him.
Want.
Oh, there he is. Go ahead, Chris.
Whoop, hello?
Yep, sorry. It sounded like like we lost you there. So I'll get go ahead and start over.
No, I was going to say, I mean, I say that a lot, yep. Especially when you get into SEC weekends. And they are all huge because, you know, they all add up game by game. But Coach Manarian on Monday night, for the first time this year, basically, said he told the team, hey guys, there's 4 games remaining on the schedule, and if you have a hope to get in better position for the SEC tournament and not play 9:30 on Tuesday morning over in Hoover, and you want to make sure you're in the NCAA tournament and have a chance to play to Omaha, and if you'd like to host in a regional, we've got to go out. There's no guarantee, but we've got to go out and we got to win every 4 games. All 4 games. And so, you know, there has been an importance put on these last games of the season, which, as I said, doesn't happen very often. I mean, Coach is one of those, like many coaches, that basically says we're playing one game at a time. But that wasn't the case coming into this week.
Right, Chris, and I think that's what I was going to go with you in the storylines looking into it. I mean, we can talk about Zach Hess. We can talk about the injuries. We can talk. There's nothing you do about it now. You have 3 games remaining. You took care of UNO in a battle there 7-5, and now it's about the SEC tournaments at hand. You almost have to put everything behind you now and almost kind of look at it like a new season to be able to get in, because the talent's there. You've seen it. And if you get health pitching-wise, you know, what's to say you can't win 2 out of 3 in your regional, super regional? They've played pretty well on the road, all that stuff. But you got to set yourself up and to do that, and that means taking care of your business at home.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the biggest conversations around the sports bars and you know, guys and gals talking about this time of the year, and that's what they're talking about. It is what it is. Who's going to pitch this week? You know, Coach Manarian, after the win on Tuesday over UNO, said, hey, we're gonna tweak the lineup a little bit for the starting rotation. A lot of people were wondering, does that mean personnel? Does that mean order of guys in the series? And it turned out that right now we know that there's a change in the order. Eric Walker's going to start tonight. And it wouldn't surprise me if not only there's changes in the order, but possibly personnel before we're done this weekend, because I think it's all going to be dictated on how this game one goes. And if Eric can give you 5, 6, you know, by some stretch, maybe 7 innings, you know, which we were accustomed to seeing back in his freshman campaign, which then allows you possibly, if you're leading or ahead in the game, to use one guy out of the bullpen. Because now it comes down to, these are the guys we have. And how are we best going to set them up, not only to have the best chance to win this weekend if you can take all 3, which right. would get you to 18 wins in the SEC, but most people feel like to lock down a host site as a regional, you probably need 1, maybe 2 quality wins in Hoover. So now you also have to look ahead and base what you're doing this weekend on turning around and having to come out on Tuesday. They're either going to be the 5 or the 6 seed, which means you're playing on Tuesday and it's one and done in that opening round. So there's a lot of, I'm sure, consternation on how they're going to piece this all together. But you're right. I mean, it is what it is. This is who we have. And, you know, I'm encouraged because of the last two games. I hate to say that the team finally realized this is who we are and this is what we have.
Right.
But I do like the way they've improved. Defensively, they've played great back-to-back games. I think that 7 to 8 runs for LSU is good enough, even with the guys they have. 8 runs is good enough to win in the SEC. So the offense has to stay consistent, and then you've got to get your starting pitchers to at least get you to the 5th inning. Again, anything beyond that is lagniappe, but got to get you 5 innings so that you can turn it over to a Todd Peterson or a Zach Hess, who has the ability, as Todd showed this past weekend, to give you 3, maybe even 4 innings if you need it. So that, to me, is the formula for success, to finish off this season in the right way and possibly find yourself hosting a regional in a couple of weeks.
Auburn 31-21, LSU 32-21. Their Tigers are 13-14. The Baton Rouge Tigers 15-12 in SEC play. You know, along those lines, it does help, though, to get at least some positive news, and I'm sure all eyes will be on tomorrow and Saturday in sim games, not just on the diamond. Jaden Hill, Cole Henry getting closer, Chris?
Yeah, that's the word we got. You know, I mean, I think Coach said it multiple times Monday night, cautiously optimistic, and he was very consistent using that term. But that would be huge. But, you know, he also told us that, you know, should they progress the way they all hope, cross, knock on wood, you're probably still only going to see them pitch for maybe an inning or two in Hoover, and it won't be in a starting role. They'll obviously be coming out of the bullpen. But, again, if you can get that, that still helps things out tremendously, because then you added some, you know, what we expect to be really good arms out of the bullpen, which in this season the bullpen has performed very well. So, that is good news. You cannot be anything but happy if that were to come to fruition. We'll just have to wait and see. So, yeah, there's a storyline going on in the diamond between Auburn and LSU, and there'll be a storyline on some bullpens and some tossing off the field as the weekend goes along.
All right, I guess finally, Chris, just preview these Auburn Tigers. What kind of baseball team is going to be over at the box this weekend?
You know, a lot of similarities, Gus, to LSU, and I don't mean to upset Tiger fans, Fighting Tiger fans, but, I mean, this was a team that really had some good pieces coming back, especially in the pitching, on the pitching staff, and some really good newcomers. And they've had some really big wins this year. In fact, their RPI currently is higher than LSU. But they also have been hit drastically by injury, and they've had to plug and change and pull this guy and move this guy most of the season, and it certainly hit them over the last couple of weeks, and a lot of people had written them off, felt like they had tanked going into the end of 2019. Mm-hmm. But they're getting a couple of those guys back, especially on the pitching staff, and they're really good, and we're going to see them this weekend probably in a starting role. So it's a different Auburn team than you've seen over the last, I'd say, 5 weeks. They've had one of their good key pitchers back for, I think, a couple of weeks now, so he's probably back to the form they expect him to be. But this, it's not an Auburn team that you were watching 3 weeks ago thinking they had cashed it in. So they're playing for a lot, too. I mean, they're trying to improve their stock going into Hoover. And, again, I look at the number of teams in the top 25 in the SEC. I look at the RPI across the league. I mean, Tennessee, for crying out loud, is 10th in RPI. I mean, it's amazing when you look at the RPIs right now where the SEC teams fall, and Auburn's one of those. As I said, that's higher than LSU, 21 currently in the RPI ranking. So it's a good Auburn team. Again, if you keep the formula LSU's had the last two games, I think that the Fighting Tigers will be in good shape, but it's not going to be easy. So, you know, I know a week or so ago people said, well, if you could win one or two in Fayetteville and then, of course, sweep Auburn, look, you know, sweeping Auburn, as it is every week, is not easy in the SEC, and it's certainly not going to be easy this weekend. They're going to have to play, you know, the baseball they played in Starkville, the baseball they played for two games against Florida, and the baseball they played for one game against Arkansas. They're going to have to play that in all three games to be successful.
6:30 first pitch tonight, 7 o'clock tomorrow, 2 o'clock over on Saturday. It's Auburn at LSU. Mr. Chris Blair has joined us to preview that series at LSU Tigers. Hoist the way to follow on Twitter and, of course, on the LSU Sports Radio Network. Thanks, as always, Chris. Enjoy the weekend.
All right, you guys enjoy the wings, and you guys have a great weekend. Go Tigers.
Thank you so much. Did you leave any wings, Joe? Jordan, did you leave me any? Because you've been awfully quiet there as of late.
I finished those like 20 minutes ago.
20 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I noticed.
So Colin Cowherd on Twitter.
What did he do now?
Oh, boy.
What?
Nike is so upset with Zion staying with the Pelicans, they are changing their slogan to, just don't do it.
He's just doubling down.
Yep.
That's what he's doing. He's doing it on purpose. By the way, Nike is not. Stop it. If anyone honestly believes that Nike is upset, stop. He's making a bad joke, folks. Do I have to explain it? I can just see.
But he is?
Well, I'm saying that because I'm looking at your face and you're like, if Nike really, I don't.
I'm the one who.
You know why Nike wouldn't say that?
Why?
Because it opens the door for Adidas and anybody else. There's a shoe battle going on right now between sneaker companies to get him signed.
Puma.
Trust me. No one is telling him not to go to New Orleans. They just want him. Because wherever he goes, he's going to sell the shoe. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. I've heard the accusation
before. Are you a big guy fed up with clothes that don't fit? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. Anyone can make a bigger shirt, but DXL makes clothes that actually fit. It's all they do. Want to know their secret? Okay. They've spent years developing their own sizing patterns to make sure it's a comfortable fit every time and every size. Good luck finding that anywhere else. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
A two-part conversation with the great Bobby Hurley about his storied career as a player and now as a coach.
I think I had a really unrealistic perspective as a player. So much goes into it, so difficult.
Plus, the top chef in Minneapolis makes a bold claim about his city's culinary scene.
The food, especially in our town, I think is the hottest food destination in America.
Download this and every edition of The Sporting Life on the ESPN app or Apple Podcasts.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping up to 8 degrees cooler on the reinvented Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body and allows maximum airflow, so you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. This Memorial Day, save up to $700 on select adjustable mattress sets for deeper, cooler sleep. Find a retailer at Tempur-Pedic.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
I want you to keep this in mind again off the bench. Jordy Kalala, T-Bob Hebert spoke with Lee Anderson, father for Zion Williamson, this morning. He was asked by the fellas. So, you excited about coming to New Orleans? Any truth whatsoever? You going to Duke? What's going on, Lee?
we're excited. We're excited about that. One thing that Zion has always been taught, you accept the things that you can't change. You change the things that you can change. And this is one of the things that he had nothing to do with. It's the process of the NBA. And certainly, you know, we're excited about the Crescent City down there in New Orleans. And you said about returning to Duke, you know, there's been a lot of speculation, but that is nothing that we have even considered.
There you go. Again, that's from Zion's family. Mind you, that was this morning. Also this morning on First Take, Screamin' A, Max Kellerman, Will Cain. Okay, now you just heard Zion's dad. And again, it looks like, was Zion in the car when that was going on, the interview? Anyway, also this morning.
I think Zion should pull the power play to avoid the Pelicans.
Yeah, if that's what he wants to do. Kiki Vandeweghe did it in 1980. Danny Ferry did it years later. Kobe Bryant, to a lesser degree, did it. Eli Manning did it in football. It's not like it's precedent setting, number one. But number two, and more importantly, and this is all due respect to David Griffin, Alvin Gentry, the New Orleans Pelicans, and all of this stuff. Here's what everybody's missing. You don't have to sit up there and go over front and center. And, of course, you don't go back to Duke. You're going to go to the NBA and make your money. We get that. What I'm saying is, in light of what happened to Anthony Davis last year, if you are Zion Williamson and you know you don't want to be in New Orleans, then you know what? You can quietly send word to them, I just want you to know, I don't want to be here. Because you never know what that might spark them to do in light of all the stuff they had to deal with Anthony Davis. You're going to go there if they want to draft you. We understand that. You ain't going back to Duke. But right now, sitting there and whispering in their ear, I really don't want to be here, just so you know. Why not?
For basketball reasons, actually. Not just for the money, but for basketball reasons. The more I think about New Orleans, as disappointed as I was also that he wound up there, you know, when it's never been a situation like this, history of basketball that I can remember, guys, when Tim Duncan was taken by the Spurs, David Robinson was hurt. That's why they wound up with the number one pick. Then Robinson comes back. Oh, my God, they're a monster, right? But Robinson was past his prime. Now, AD ain't going to be on the team all year. So whenever has a guy as good as Zion gotten to a city where they've had an asset like AD that they're going to trade for assets that will likely all be around Zion's age, not to mention Drew Holiday should also get you something. I cannot think of a time, because Griffin is a competent GM, where a guy like Zion's wound up on a team with this many assets that can bring this much stuff around his age. Guys, they're going to mature together, grow as a team together. In 3 or 4 years, the Pelicans, if this is handled right, will be a juggernaut.
So for basketball reasons, you say stay in New Orleans, Max.
At this point, yeah.
Yeah, I actually totally agree with that. This is a perfect situation because it's not just the way you played it out, Max. It's not just the ability to grow with young guys around you with the trade assets you bring back for Anthony Davis. If, by all miracles, that David Griffin can pull off the recruiting pitch to Anthony Davis, that's also a perfect fit for basketball reasons. Zion Williamson next to a big who can stretch the floor, opening up lanes for him to get to the rim, a point guard in Drew Holiday. This could be perfect for Zion either way. The only way we really don't like this is from a marketing perspective, from the New York hand-in-glove, perfect superstar potential perspective. And I say to Zion, man, I love what your stepfather said. Not everything in life works out perfectly, so you go make it perfect.
You know what? Congratulations to Will Cain and Max Kellerman for coming around. Because yesterday, Max Kellerman was the complete opposite, right? And look, and I get what Screamin' A is. I mean, look, this is what you're going to get and see. But at least, and it's what we've been saying, right? It's what I've been screaming, right? Jordan, you can attest to this. My face turns red when I'm like, it doesn't make basketball sense. What are you talking about?
I don't know.
You can grow and do that.
You were hoping that Zion wouldn't come here.
That's right. I don't want him here.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Why should we have him here?
Why? Pelicans don't deserve him. What's nuts about this is, it's what Max just said. Before Golden State became Golden State.
Draft. It was the draft.
Steph Curry.
Klay Thompson.
Draymond Green. Drafted. Played together, went through the hardship of not getting into the
Spurs.
Postseason. Same thing.
Tim Duncan.
Manu Ginobili.
Tony Parker.
Yeah. I mean, it's baffling to me to constantly hear, and I'm glad finally Max said it. Griffin, competent. If you think that, again, I just go to this. You made LeBron happy. You could probably count on a hand of non-players that LeBron would say he respects and thinks is competent in basketball. David Griffin's on there. Help bring a championship to Cleveland. When you think of a person better suited to handle the pressure that is right now, because it is, and Jordan knows what I'm talking about. There's a little added more pressure now that Zion's here for everybody in the city.
Especially David Griffin.
Okay, everybody. Coverage is going to be looked at a little differently, right? Marketing, sponsorships, everybody. It changed the game for everyone. Now everyone wants to attach themselves to the Pelicans overnight. Who better to handle that than a guy that literally, Joey, you can attest to this being a Clevelander, Clevelandite, Clevelander, whatever. When LeBron went back and announced it through that SI article that said, I'm back to win and bring you a championship. You know what that was like. I mean, the pressure then there. Imagine being the GM. LeBron leaves Miami to bring, I mean, you have one solitary goal, and it's now, and you got to win it. He handled it. And who better to know the pressures, the media, the attention, the marketing? You dealt with LeBron. He's going to love this. I think it's perfect for Zion to deal with someone that's dealt with the top most powerful agent in the NBA, and Rich Paul, that's dealt with LeBron, that's dealt with if they lose a game, screaming A, saying it's over for the Cavaliers. That guy that was in that building each and every day, that championship season, is now running your organization. I cannot think of a better place to go. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.